A delegation of three West African presidents who met incumbent Ivory Coast leader Laurent Gbagbo on Tuesday to deliver an ultimatum to step down or face force left, saying more meetings were needed. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has overseen military interventions in West Africa in the past and has said it would use legitimate force if Gbagbo does not relinquish power. Weeks of post-election violence have left at least 173 people dead, according to the UN. In a sign of escalating tensions in the country, Hamadoun Tour, spokesman of the UN mission in Ivory Coast, says troops were attacked on Tuesday by an angry mob in the outskirts of Abidjan.
We had a convoy coming from upcountry, and the convoy was attacked by a mob, by an angry mob. One of our vehicles were burnt by the mob. And one of the peacekeepers, there were 22 of them, one of the peacekeepers were injured with a machete.
Meanwhile, Gbagbo's government remained defiant in the face of international pressure to cede power, saying it would sever ties with any country that recognized envoys named by rival presidential claimant Alassane Ouattara. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.